I was sitting here and I was thinking about that song, Foreigner, that Foreigner made. It went something like this. I'm gonna take a little time. We can think things over. We can read between the lines. I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. You guys know that song? And you're letting me do this all by myself, right? So I want to introduce the heart practices. I think it was mentioned earlier today or yesterday that we have the image of the Buddha. We have the image of Kuan Yin. They represent the balance of wisdom and compassion. The Buddha talks about the two wings that we need in order to really live this sense of freedom and liberation, freedom from suffering. It's this balance of both wisdom and compassion. And just like we have the sitting practices of mindfulness meditation, we have the movement practices through walking meditation, through yoga meditation, two wings attempting to support us in a sense of balance and ease and the integration of this practice in a very direct way. And so the heart practices are referred to in the teachings as the Brahmaviharas. And there were four ways that the Buddha talked about love or talked about care. And these are practices that are made available to us when the distractions and disturbances in the mind have been lessened. And we can kind of sink into the pure nature of mind. These are these four abodes, divine abodes, are considered dwelling places of the heart and mind when we're not possessed or preoccupied with distress or distractions. And so metta, loving kindness, is the one I'll speak to more today. And then there's karuna, which is compassion, that capacity of kindness that overflows and extends in the world towards the cries of the world. There's mudita, which is sympathetic joy, this joy that we feel, this delight that we feel in the face of other people who are delighting in their lives. And then there's equanimity, upekkha, which is about this sense of balance and equipoise, or this nature of rest and awareness and stability that we can tap into through this practice. So the Buddha says that the willingness to train our heart is the highest devotion. The willingness to train the heart is the highest devotion. And Thich Nhat Hanh tells us that it is possible to live 24 hours a day in a state of love. Imagine that. Every moment, every glance, every thought, and every word can be infused with love. It's Thich Nhat Hanh. And kindness or metta is like the water of humanity. Without water we harden. I often refer to metta as a heart technology, a software upgrade that we pop into the hard wiring of our conditioning. And it requires a learning curve. It requires a practice of giving it its time, of watering the seeds of metta so that they flourish in our heart and mind. Metta is the Pali word for friendliness. In fact, it's often referred to as fat with friendliness, but I don't like that definition so much. Don't ask me why. So it's this sense of boundless abundance, radiance, like the high noon sun, indiscriminate offering of care from the heart. It's a mind state. And it's where the heart naturally wants to dwell in. So the practice of metta, which we'll be doing in a moment, it supports us in gathering the mind and focusing the mind. It's actually a concentration practice. It creates a certain steadiness that allows us to be more present. And it supports us in regulating the inner climate, keeping the thermostat set at warmth, so that whatever arises in our mind and heart is welcomed in an atmosphere of warmth and care and friendliness, of non-resistance, of a no-war zone. Metta is the antidote to aversion, and it has the capacity to burn through some of our habitual patterns and even the generational ones. Those kind of habits of mind can dissolve in this atmosphere of warmth and kindness. It's like a transfusion of the heart, an anticoagulant. It's a purification process. And this is something that's more than just words. It's an experience we can have on the inside through practice. The Dalai Lama says that my religion is kindness. And that's a simple way of saying that kindness has everything to do about everything. Again, it has an atmospheric quality to it. It's shaping and influencing the quality of what we see and the way we relate to experience. I often refer to it also as a decision. It's a decision to incline the heart towards goodwill, towards yourself and towards others. We can direct our attention towards goodwill and care. So the practice itself is simple, but it's not always so easy. It's simple because there are four phrases that are classically used. May I be safe? May I be happy? May I be healthy? And may I live with ease, simplistically stated. So simple, easy, but it's not simple because sometimes we don't feel those words. We don't always feel the spirit behind the offer, if you will. We're not always in the mood to offer metta. But what's important to remember is that the phrases are just pointers. They poke the heart to radiate out goodness. The intention is that we're inclining the heart and mind towards warmth and care. So the phrases themselves are intended to invoke the very thing that we may not feel like we are experiencing in that moment. So when you don't feel metta is usually a time when you need it the most, right? So. So let's practice together. And we can begin by taking our seat again in a posture of relaxed awareness. You can close your eyes or cast them down so that they're not wandering. You can move through the body to relax it with a body scan if you like. Relaxation allows the body to soften into a natural awareness. So really taking your time here to relax the body, relax in the body, and soften your awareness. Moving through the body gently. Softening your awareness. Letting the full of the body be mind. Becoming aware of the movement of the breath inside the body. Just notice where you're aware of the breath moving inside the body. The breath touching the body. And now, I invite you to recall a moment of loving presence, or a moment in your life where you experienced deep gratitude. Bring that collection into your heart and mind. And allow yourself to embody this recollection as fully as you can, feeling it throughout the body, this moment of kindness, loving presence, or deep gratitude, just a moment. As you recall this moment of loving presence, notice how you feel on the inside. Notice how you feel as you recall every detail of this recollection. You might imagine this person or pet or what have you sitting right in front of you, taking joy in you and wishing you well. Feel the happiness and the joy that's being exchanged between you. A sense of knowing what love is. Knowing the softening, the opening, the acceptance, knowing that experience. Really taking your time to relax and allow this recollection of a dear one. And don't let it just be a thought. Let the body fully experience the thought, the memories of this moment. See if you can enjoy it fully. Bask in it. Elongate it. Let yourself be touched. Letting every cell in the body be bathed in this loving presence. You can rest here. This is the experience of metta. And now, thanking this dear one, seeing them fade away, allow them to fade away, but maintain the essence of loving presence. See if you can continue to feel loving presence as they fade away. And as you sit in this essence of genuine care, I will make these phrases, and you can repeat them silently in your own mind, or just allow the phrases I will share with you to touch you. And continuing to just being aware of the experience, again, what the words are pointing to. The words are pointing to and igniting and inclining the heart. So allowing this experience of metta to be met and amplified through these phrases. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. Healed. hear the phrases, allow the phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy and content. May I be happy. Allowing the full of your body to receive the phrases. May I be happy and content. May I be healthy and strong. May I be healthy and strong. Despite the messages of this body, may I be healthy and strong in this moment. May I live with ease and well-being. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. Taking your time to not just hear the words, but experience the words. May I be safe. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Keeping your awareness relaxed. Some attention to the movement of the breath in the body. May I be happy. May I be content. Right now. May I be healthy and strong. And may I live with ease and well-being May I live with ease right now. As you repeat the phrases in your own mind, it's useful to say them slowly and to experience not only the words, but also the spaces in between the words. You can imagine this as a heart song that you're singing to yourself. You can make up some of your own phrases. Here are a few more that I enjoy. May whatever blocks my heart be dissolved. May whatever blocks my heart be dissolved. May I know joy and freedom. May I know freedom in this moment. May I be free from animosity and hatred. Judgment and harshness. May I be a good friend to myself. Just taking the time to make the practice your own. Continuing to feel the good intention of these phrases as you say them in your own heart and mind. Taking all the time you need to stay close in to the experience of metta. these phrases of care towards yourself. Just a few more words about metta as you continue to practice. You know, metta is not something that's going to make what you don't like go away. And what you like stay. It's not that kind of party. But through the practice, we're trying to what we're trying to do is kind of free ourselves through loving ourselves. And we're training ourselves to embrace whatever's right here, right now, again, without resistance, meeting it with a sense of friendliness and care and intentional goodwill. I think about metta sometimes as composting. It may not seem like we're doing much when we're in the practice, but at some point we get this rich, nourishing soil that we can apply that seeds kindness and nurtures a bloom that is nourishing for us. So this practice supports a quiet warmth and relaxation that extends and radiates. You've probably met people who radiate metta, not through their words, just through their presence, through their own heart's capacity. We like being around that when we see it because we recognize ourselves in it. So I encourage you to enjoy with this practice and continue to just infuse this software upgrade into the conditioning of our hard minds and hearts. So each day of this week we'll have a practice like this that can continue to bring the balance of the teachings and the heart together, compassion together. And I wish you well for the rest of this afternoon and evening. And we have groups that are starting for some of you at 4:30. So there's a few minutes to make your transition. Thank you for your attention.